So begin by cultivating the mind of enlightenment, bodhicitta, a precious, superior motivation for engaging in the practice of purification, the practice of Vajrasattva meditation. So bring to mind the suffering of all living beings abiding within cyclic existence, from lower rebirths to the sufferings of human beings and beyond. All beings encounter suffering continuously and create karma that perpetuates their own suffering unknowingly, just like myself. And all living beings lack happiness and need to continuously pursue happiness. Whatever happiness we experience is fleeting. It passes and disappears. With a mind of renunciation, dissatisfied with the state of samsaric existence, and with a mind of empathy, of affectionate love and compassion, and with a mind of wisdom, I think I will now engage in this powerful and profound purification meditation practice in order to purify and eliminate from my mind countless negative karmic seeds, obstacles and hindrances, in order to be able to engage in the path to enlightenment and achieve all realizations quickly, quickly, and attain perfect enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings equally and without exception. May all living beings have happiness. May they possess the true causes of happiness. May all living beings be free from suffering. And may they be free from the true causes of suffering. May all living beings never be separated from the pure joy of nirvana liberation. May all living beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment, hatred, and great ignorance. To the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, I go for refuge until becoming enlightened through the merit of my generosity and so on. May I achieve Buddhahood to benefit all beings. To the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, I go for refuge until becoming enlightened through the merit of my generosity and so on. May I achieve Buddhahood to benefit all beings. To the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, I go for refuge until becoming enlightened. Through the merit of my generosity and so on, may I achieve Buddhahood to benefit all beings. I prostrate my three doors with a mind of respect and offer all actually arranged and mentally emanated offerings. I reveal all the downfalls and negativities that I have ever collected, and rejoice in the virtues of individuals and superiors. Please remain perfectly abiding until samsara is no longer seen. I request you to turn the vast and profound wheels of Dharma. I dedicate the virtues of myself and others to the great enlightenment. So now visualize on the crown of your head, arising from emptiness, appears a white syllable pum, which transforms into a beautiful, pure white lotus flower. And on top of the lotus flower arises a white syllable R, which transforms into a moon disc, mandala, a beautiful moon cushion of pure white light. And on top of the moon cushion, arising from emptiness, appears a white syllable hum, which transforms into a five-spoked white vajra. All in the nature of light, very beautiful and bright. In the hub of the vajra is a white hum syllable. Now visualize radiating from the white vajra and the hum in the hub of the vajra. Light rays radiate throughout space. Very bright and brilliant and beautiful white light rays. And these light rays now reabsorb into the vajra and the hum and transform into Vajrasattva, Buddha Vajrasattva, who has a white coloured light nature body. He has one face and two arms, and in his right hand he holds a vajra, and in his left hand he holds a bell. His arms are crossed in the mudra of union, symbolising the union of method and wisdom. Vajrasattva is sitting in the vajra cross-legged position or full lotus posture. His body is adorned with beautiful silk cloth of various colors and beautiful jeweled ornaments. In the heart of Vajrasattva is a beautiful white moon cushion, white, light-natured, very beautiful and bright. Standing upright on this white hum, on this white moon cushion, is a white letter hum. And visualize that countless light rays emanate from this syllable hum in the heart of Vajrasattva. These light rays are inviting countless wisdom beings who are just like Vajrasattva in appearance. These light rays radiating to the pure lands of all the Buddhas is inviting all of the Buddhas who appear in the aspect of Vajrasattva, and countless Vajrasattvas now appear in space and they now absorb and dissolve into the Vajrasattva, visualized above your crown. And like rain dissolving into an ocean, these countless wisdom being Vajrasattvas dissolve into Vajrasattva on your crown. And in this way, concentrate that Vajrasattva visualized above your crown is oneness with all of the Buddhas. And concentrate that Vajrasattva is your kind root guru, your main teacher or guru, appearing in the aspect of Vajrasattva. In this way, one's visualization is more powerful, more bright and beautiful. Then visualize once again that light rays radiate from the hung at the heart of Vajrasattva. In this case, inviting countless initiation deities, empowering deities. And we request for all of the Buddhas to confer empowerment on Guru Vajrasattva above our crown. And the initiation deities holding beautiful vases filled with pure nectar, the nectar of pristine awareness. Pour this nectar down through the crown of Guru Vajrasattva, granting initiation or empowerment. Saying, Om Sava Tathagata Abhishekata Samaya Shriye Hum. And Vajrasattva's body becomes filled with this nectar of pristine awareness. And a small akshobhya now adorns his crown. And concentrate that your kind root guru, that Buddha Vajrasattva, is with you. Try to imagine the beautiful feeling of the presence and power and the blessings of the Buddha abiding above your crown, Buddha Vajrasattva. The embodiment of the purity of all enlightened beings, all Buddhas. Then reflect for a short time for yourself. Honestly and openly, reflecting on how through this life I have created many negative karmas, unknowingly sometimes, without understanding the law of karma, the law of cause and effect. And sometimes even understanding karma, still I have acted in an unwholesome way, a hurtful way to others, and so on. Sometimes through the power of my anger, I have said and done things that are very negative and hurtful. Through this I have created negative karmic seeds in my own mind, the fruits of which I will experience in the future, unless I purify these seeds, these potentials or karmas in my mind. sometimes out of the power of my attachment, desire, craving, grasping. I have acted in unwholesome ways and hurtful ways. These impulses have motivated negative actions, producing negative seeds within my mind, the fruits of which I will experience in the future through the force of conditions, unless I purify, apply an opponent force within my own mind. Because karma is never lost, the karmic seeds within my mind never disappear. Only disappear through the experiencing of the fruits, the results. Unless I purify or apply an opponent force or power. Sometimes out of jealousy, I have acted in unwholesome ways and done hurtful things, said hurtful things. The same with my pride and arrogance, my selfishness, miserliness. Sometimes out of general ignorance, not knowing action and result, true causes and effects. And it's useful sometimes to bring to your mind specific negative karmas that may trouble you. And also reflect, knowing that we have these delusions and destructive emotions and impulses. They have motivated us to act in unwholesome and hurtful ways through lifetimes. And all karmic seeds abide within our mental continuums, within my mind. And reflecting like this, cultivate sincere regret for yourself. None of us want to experience suffering. And yet we have created so many causes. Reflecting like this, also keep in mind your Guru Vajrasattva above your crown. And confess, open up with courage and honesty. The Buddhas with their all-knowing minds already know. Apply the opponent power of confession and regret, and at the same time request to Vajrasattva, please help me. Please, Guru Vajrasattva, I request you to bless me to cleanse and purify myself and all sentient beings of all negativities, all negative karmas, all obscurations, all damaged and broken vows and commitments. Bless me to remove all obstructions and obstacles on my path to definite bliss. Perfect enlightenment for the benefit of all sentient beings. Having requested like that, of course, one's guru happily accepts, Vajrasattva happily accepts. And visualize radiating from the heart, the hum in the heart of Vajrasattva, Beautiful, brilliant, pure white light and white nectar radiates coming down through the crown of your head. This very bright, blissful and beautiful white light and white nectar fills your body internally from the crown downwards. And with its power and brilliance, this white light and white nectar pushes down through your body and dislodges all negative karmas, all sickness, disease, short life, and all bad conditions, all your destructive emotions, delusions, impulses, all of your negative habits. They appear as a black light, a black sludge. You can also visualize and imagine all your negativities in this way appearing as like dark blood and pus, even black spiders and so on. This brilliant light and white nectar comes right down through your body, pushing all of these impurities and these negative appearances as black light, sludge and so on. These are forced out down through the lower orifices of your body, the lower pores of your body, and they disappear into the earth below you forever. And wave after wave of this brilliant, healing and purifying white light and white nectar streams down from the heart, the hung in the heart of Guru Vajrasattva. This powerful and brilliant white light permeates every cell of the coarse body and purifies the subtle body. And step by step, this coarse body itself is transformed into a body of pure and radiant white light. And step by step, this white light nature body becomes clearer and clearer until appearing perfectly clear and brilliant like a diamond in the nature of light. Appearing very youthful, beautiful, and vibrant. Concentrate and imagine that all of your negative karmas, the seed imprints within the mind and the habits and tendencies, have been completely purified and eliminated. The general and also very specific negative karmas. And cultivate a strong conviction for yourself. This is most important. Now I have purified these negative karmas, all negative karmas of body, speech and mind. And in this case, especially all of the negative physical karmas, such as killing and stealing and so on. And reciting the mantra of Vajrasattva, repeat this visualization for yourself for a short time, imagining forcing out all negative karmas down out of the lower parts of the body through the power of the blessings of Vajrasattva, this beautiful, powerful white light and white healing nectar. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Tenopatishta Dido Me Bawa Suto Kayo Me Bawa Suto Supo Kayo Me Bawa Anurakto Me Bawa Sawa Siddhi Metaya Ca Sava Kama Sutsa Me Sitam Shriyam Kuru Hung Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sava Tathagata Vajra Mame Munsa Vajra Bawa Maha Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe. Repeat the mantra to yourself and repeat this visualization, if possible, with mantra recitation. And do so with concentration. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva. Continue to visualize wave after wave of this brilliant, purifying and healing white light and white nectar coming from the hum in the heart of Guru Vajrasattva above your crown. This white light is very bright, like turning a light on in a dark room. As this light enters and fills the body, your body internally is radiated with this white light. Your body internally, all the organs and so on become very bright, very clean. And all the impurities are forced out, down. And the mind becomes very bright, very clean. The negative seeds, the karmic imprints and tendencies, your negative habits, are forced out and leave the body, leaving the mind. And think for yourself what problematic emotions and minds, internal dialogue do you have that is hurtful, that is painful, that is negative, such as low self-esteem, the habit of negative thinking or ill will. Be personal and specific with some of the negativities you imagine purifying from your mind and achieving a liberation from. And your mind becomes very peaceful. Your body becomes very relaxed. feeling more blissful and light and peaceful. And think, now I have completely purified all negative karmas, especially the negative karmas created through physical actions, the body, but all negative karmas generally, body, speech, and mind. And once again, focus and concentrate that your body transforms into a beautiful light nature body, like a pure diamond or crystal. And imagine your body, speech and mind purified of all negative karma and all sickness and disease, short life and causes for a short life, and all bad conditions. Concentrating like this, try to imagine what this purity would be like, and this freedom from all faults, obscurations, and negativities would be like, to enhance your experience and conviction. Now I have completely purified all negative karmas. Then once again, reflecting on how we have created many negative karmas, we still have the power of delusions motivating actions, the power of past habits motivating our actions. Reflecting on any specific negative karmas, such as transgressing any vows, precepts, commitments, killing, stealing, sexual immorality, lying, being deceptive, speaking harshly and hurtfully, having ill will, and so on. We must overcome all of our faults and negativities. Otherwise, we will experience the negative fruits again and again. Experiencing the negative fruits of our actions, we also react and create more negative karmas. Focusing on one's kind Guru Vajrasattva above your crown, once again make request for blessings, for help. And think, Bhagavan Vajrasattva, I request you to help me to cleanse and purify myself of all negativities, obscurations, all damaged or broken commitments, all negative karmas. Once again, Guru Vajrasattva happily accepts the request and reciting the mantra, concentrate once again, powerful waves and streams of white light and white nectar come from the hung in the heart of Vajrasattva. And in this case, this white light and white nectar comes right down through the body and begins to fill your body upwards from below. Just like pouring water into a glass that fills upwards. The lower parts of the body are filled with the radiant and blissful white light and nectar. And flowing down, the body fills up more and more. And as this white light and white nectar comes up through the body, all of your negative karmas are floating on top like dust and dirt, appearing as a dark black negative dust or dirt and black liquid. As your body fills up with this radiant and blissful, healing and purifying white light, all negativities are forced out of the upper orifices and pores of your body, such as the ears, the mouth, the nose, and the crown. And dripping off the body, they disappear into the earth below you. And the body is cleansed and healed. The mind is cleansed and purified. And step by step, once again, visualize the body transforms into a beautiful white light nature body that step by step and slowly transforms into a pure, clear body like a diamond, and the mind perfectly clear and radiant. And imagine all of your negative karmas, negative habits and impulses and delusions, obscurations and so on are cleansed, eliminated. And repeat the visualization with mantra recitation. Purifying. In this way, driving and forcing negativities up and out through the upper parts of one's body. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manopalaya Vajrasattva Jena Vajrasattva Jena Mebhavasutu Kaya Mebhavasupo Kaya Mebhavanarakta Mebhavasavasiti Meta Yatsa Sava Kama Sutta Me Sitan Shriyam Kuru Hum Ha 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 Ho Bhagava Sava Tata Gata Vajra Mame Muncha Vajra Bhava Maha Samaya Sata Ahum Peyam Vajrasattva. Concentrating and visualizing in this way, wave after wave of this brilliant, purifying white light and nectar comes from the heart of Vajrasattva, filling your body from below gradually upwards. Reflect on any specific negative karmas you wish to purify, and also general negative karmas. And in this case, with this visualization, especially the negative karmas of speech are purified. How much negative speech have we generated in our life? How much through countless lifetimes? Deceptive speech, hurtful speech, meaningless speech, divisive speech. Maybe speech even criticizing holy beings, bodhisattvas and buddhas, the triple gem. Criticizing our sangha members, dharma brothers and sisters, our parents, our gurus or teachers with whom we have very powerful karmas, karmic connections and relationships. One's body transforms into a pure body, one's mind brilliant and pure, clean. And think, now I have completely purified all of these general and specific negative karmas, and especially the negative karmas of speech. And imagine that. And gradually and step by step cultivate conviction. And from time to time reflect on the emptiness of inherent existence of oneself, one's negative actions, negative results, negative karmas. All are dependent arisings, not permanent or inherently existent. Of course, purification is possible. Why not? Then once again reflect on the negative karmas we've created, general negative karmas, because of our delusions, beginningless delusions. And bring to mind specific negative karma. And in this case, imagine all of the negative karmas that you've created with body, speech and mind, especially the mind, abide at the level of the heart chakra within the body as a darkness. Once again, request to Bhagavan Vajrasattva, please help me to cleanse and purify myself and all beings of all of our negativities. We have so many negativities and negative karmas and habits. Please, through your power, bless me to purify these and to purify all obscurations and to purify all of my damaged or broken vows and commitments. And in this case, visualize this powerful white light and white nectar coming down from the heart of Vajrasattva, like a powerful waterfall, which comes immediately down to the level of your heart, and like a waterfall hitting rocks and instantly dispelling dust and dirt. This powerful stream of waterfall-like light and nectar comes down to the heart chakra immediately and in an instant dispels this darkness of the heart, representing all of your negative karmas, destructive emotions, and especially all of your negative mind and all obscurations. Like switching a light on in a dark room, one's body is instantly filled with a pure and brilliant white light and a healing nectar. And imagine all of your negative karmas and negativities and negative habits are dispelled and purified. and if possible, reflect on the emptiness of inherent existence, of self-existence, of oneself and all these negative karma. Once again, one's body transforms into a beautiful, light nature, diamond-like body, one's mind brilliantly clear and pure. And repeat this visualization, reciting the mantra of Vajrasattva. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Teno Patishta Dido Mebawa Sutokayo Mebawa Supokayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sawasidi Metrayatsa Savakama Sutsame Sitam Shriyankuru Hun Ha 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 Ho Bhagawan Sawatathagata Vajramame Munsa Vajrabhava Mahasamaya Sattva Ahum Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva Treno Patishta Dido Mebawa Sutokayo Mebawa Supokayo Mebawa Anurakto Mebawa Sawasidi Metrayatsa Savakama Sutsa Me Sitam Shriyam Kuruhun Ha 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 Ho Bhagavan Sawatathagata Vajramame Munsa Vajrabhava Maha Samaya Sattva Ahum Pe. Om Vajrasattva Samaya Manupalaya Vajrasattva. Concentrating in this way, visualize one's body and mind completely purified, and imagine your mind free of all of these negative karmic seed imprints, the tendencies, the habits. Imagine the destructive emotions purified and your mind free. And think now that I have purified completely all negative karmas of body, speech and mind, general and specific negative karmas, and especially in this case, the negative karmas of the mind and all negative minds. Reflect for yourself the negative minds you live with, including such things as anxieties and fears, low self-esteem, lack of self-confidence, laziness and dullness, the minds of ill will and jealousy. And imagine all are purified. They are not permanent. They are impermanent. Freedom is possible. They are empty of any self-existence. Purification and freedom is definitely possible. And imagine that freedom. Now I have completely purified all negative karmas of body, speech and mind. And now, just briefly, Once again, turn your attention to the Guru Vajrasattva above your crown and reflecting on the negative karmas, general and specific, of this life and samsaric existence. Request to Bhagavan Vajrasattva, please help me to purify completely all these negative karmas of my body, my speech and my mind, so that I can quickly achieve perfect enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. And in this case, imagine powerful light and nectar comes from the heart of Vajrasattva and instantly fills your body from above down below and from below up to the top, and simultaneously dispels in an instant all of the darkness of the heart, all the negativities at the heart. Very powerful visualization, imagining instantaneously all your negative karmas of body, speech and mind are purified. Om Vajrasattva Sama Manopalaya Vajrasattva Tena Padista Dina Mimasa. Concentrating like this, try to feel, visualize and imagine the darkness of the mind completely healed and cleansed or purified. All of your suffering of the heart and mind. All of the negative karmic seeds. All negative habits. The delusions and all obscuration. The body and mind feeling very bright, very light and blissful. Your body becoming a light nature body like a diamond and appearing very bright and very youthful and brilliant, very beautiful. A beautiful body, beautiful mind, healed, purified. Now I have completely purified all negative karmas of body, speech and mind, those of this life and all my past lives. And imagine like this, having purified, therefore all of your good qualities without obstructions increase, such as your renunciation, your love, your compassion and bodhicitta, and your wisdom, understanding emptiness, mahamudra, increase free of obscurations and obstructions. All of your good qualities are enhanced. And focusing on Vajrasattva, one's Guru Vajrasattva, think. Guru Vajrasattva, through ignorance and not knowing, I have degenerated and broken my commitments, my vows, precepts. I have created many negative karmas through the force of instinctive delusions. Lama protector, please protect me. Foremost Vajra holder with the nature of great compassion, chief among beings, I take refuge in you. And Guru Vajrasattva replies, O son or daughter of the lineage, all your negativities, obscurations, degenerated and broken commitments are cleansed and purified. And now visualize that Guru Vajrasattva dissolves down through your crown chakra and comes down inside your body and comes to rest at your heart. and imagine your body, speech, and mind becoming oneness with the pure body, speech, and mind of one's guru, Vajrasattva. And having motivated at the beginning of one's practice of this extraordinary pure motivation, pure meditation, now dedicate one's accumulated merit and purification to the enlightenment of all living beings, to the freedom from suffering of all living beings, without exception. By this virtue, may all beings complete the collections of wisdom and merit, and attain the two holy bodies arisen from wisdom and merit. May the precious superior mind of enlightenment be generated in those who have not yet generated it, and not decrease in those who have developed it, but increase continuously.